First in Flight is an entertainment company. They're in the process of opening their own theater entertainment complex with black box theater, scene shop, and eventually an event center and main stage theater. First in Flight Entertainment Theater Company is their nonprofit organization now in its second exciting year.
Once upon a time.
Next week, Fife Theater will present a wonderful musical that the whole family can enjoy, Into the Woods Jr. It'll run Friday, March 22nd and Saturday the 23rd at 7 o'clock with a Sunday matinee at 2 at Southwest Elementary Auditorium. First in Flight director Aaron Diaz stopped by along with 11-year-old actor Anna Kummer, who plays Granny, and 13-year-old actors Sophie Davis, who narrates the show, and Peter B.S. Meal, who plays the wolf. How many different stories are quoted in this one?
About six. Possibly even more if you think about it.
And I understand there are a few surprises in there as well.
Yes, we have, surprisingly, Harry Potter coming out. We have...
What?
Yeah.
We have Dorothy coming out.
Dorothy.
Oh my gosh. Those are two of my favorites. Anna, playing Granny, is it tough to take in that role and become an old person?
It's not really hard to get into it because she's sort of like sassy in the same way.
In the same way that you are?
Well, sort of, yeah.
What suggestions have you gotten from the director to hone that character?
Try to breathe through your like diaphragm to like yell out some of my lines that I have to yell out, so.
What's the most fun part about being Granny, though?
I kind of get to like fight sort of with Pete.
Aha.
So, yeah.
And what might be in your basket?
I understand you're the wolf, Pete.
Yes.
Well, yeah, the wolf's this, you know, kind of cunning character who tries to eat a little girl. First eats her grandmother, eats the little girl, and then gets slaughtered, but survives in the end.
Thankfully, there's a happy ending for everybody, including the wolf, in this version of Into the Woods.
Yes.
I want to chat with Sophie for a second because you are the narrator.
Yeah.
What's the biggest challenge in being a narrator for a show like this? I've never done it before.
Well, as the narrator, I'm on stage pretty much the entire time, so probably the most challenging thing for me is to stay engaged the entire time. But it's really fun because while I'm telling little tidbits about the show, the other characters are putting it on and making it really visual, and I kind of give you the behind-the-scenes look at what's really going on.
You take your breath, you're getting ready to read. What are you thinking about?
I have to use a lot of diction because I'm telling the crowd what's just really happening in the show, and I have to use a lot of projection so everyone can hear me and use my arms and use just a lot of body language so that it can really present the other characters who are about to do dialogue or a scene.
You speak so clearly, I imagine you're going to be an excellent narrator for this one. What sorts of things do you learn in a play in the context of this discipline, for lack of a better way of putting it, that you use in other parts of your life?
Well, I've learned that, you know, you get to be yourself when you act and all, and that you get to play all these different characters, and, you know, being yourself is right now a big problem for some kids because, you know, they're afraid that what if their selves isn't cool enough or something like that, but they've really taught me that being yourself is something actually good, and you can learn a lot from it.
Okay, Anna, how about you?
It also helps you if you're, like, shy, you know, and it's, like, your first play and you're, like, learning how to be, like, not shy anymore in front of people. It helps you to, like, talk to people in front of, like, big, giant crowds.
My thanks to First in Flight Entertainment Theater Company founder, director Aaron Diaz, and child actors Peter B.S. Meal, Sophie Davis, and Anna Kummer. Into the Woods Jr. runs Friday, March 22nd and Saturday the 23rd at 7 o'clock with a Saturday matinee at 2 at Southwest Elementary Auditorium. You'll find links to ticket information and more of the great goings-on at Fife Theater Company, the new expansion of First in Flight Entertainment, and upcoming concerts by Letters from Home on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.